If you're hearing this, well done. You found a way to connect to the internet. Welcome to the QAA Podcast, Premium Episode 313. Jake's Takes, Thanksgiving Reflux. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rakitansky,
Liv Akar,
and Travis View.
With Liv's acid reflux slowly dissolving her from the inside, and Travis's hair reaching Santa Claus levels, I have been going 23 for 15 in the latest Call of Duty, a game that everyone seems to hate except for me. Perhaps, like movies, I also enjoy bad games.
Wait, where does it take place? Is it future, present,
it's
or past?
Future.
Is it future?
It's future.
Okay. Those ones are kind of a wash to me.
It's future enough, right? Like, it's got a robot dog, it's got some Metal Gear type mechs. I don't like it for the story so much, or even the setting, although I think it's kind of cool. To me, it's kind of like a Titanfall. Remember that game?
Yes.
Oh, that's one of the handful of games I've actually played. I did play Titanfall 2.
There we go. Travis lit up. He was like, oh, he was like, a game I'm familiar with. He was like, yes, we can discuss. Yeah, you can, like, jump off the walls and stuff. Like, it's got a little bit more movement. To me, it feels kind of like Max Payne. Like, you can sort of dive in every direction while you're shooting. And I'm a basic enough gamer that to me, I'm like, oh, just like Max Payne. So, I don't know. I've been having a lot of fun.
It's complete movement shooter victory. We're just back to Quake.
Yeah.
Went back around.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling my buddy, like, it feels like Doom. And I don't know, maybe it's giving, because I fancy myself a simmy kind of gamer. I mean, I own Arma and all the versions on almost every single platform, which is a slow, janky, thorough...
It's an unk shooter.
Yeah, it's an unk shooter for sure. I'd even go one step further. What's one above unk?
A gramp shooter. A gramp shooter.
There's nothing in between. That's so funny. My parents' generation just fucking erased. Anyways, although I guess they are grandpa and grandma now. That's true. I think I'm just older than I. Yeah, I think I'm just older than I.
You are just
unk. I am.
There's no.
I'm just unk. Yeah. 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 You're unk, and then you're gramps.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're unk. Yeah. You're unk, and then you're gran, and then then what? Death.
Yeah.
So this week, I thought it would be fun to get various takes and gives on some of the greatest American/Canadian Thanksgiving traditions, do's and do nots at the supper table or lunch table if you're a G and eat early, some classic Thanksgiving conspiracy theories, and as always, whatever you've posted in the Discord, like an NBA 2K fan fiction film from 2014.
Do you guys say supper? Like, seriously?
I say supper.
Okay. That's it. I think I feel like a Victorian child would say in my mind.
Maybe I am a little bit of a Lord Fauntleroy. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. That might be a regional dialect. Not something I say. No.
I don't think my parents ever said supper. I think my Canadian friends said supper, and I thought it sounded so fun that I just... That sounded so prim and proper that, you know, it just sort of stuck. It's like, you know how sometimes you say things ironically? You'll pick up slang ironically, and then you'll say it so much that it kind of becomes part of your dialogue.
My big one right now, I don't know if you guys saw that clip of the guy who's like, I'm such a fat fucking chud. And like, I've just been saying that all the time recently. Like, if anyone says it on stream, it's one of my vocal sims. I will just say it out loud.
No, I have not seen that.
What's on your table?
Thanksgiving is a tough holiday. It's essentially celebrating the prequel to a genocide. I've told this story before, I'm sure, on the pod, but when I came home from kindergarten with a handprint turkey and tales of the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, my mom informed me that Christopher Columbus was, quote, a rapist and murderer.
She's so based. That's so
I know.
Awesome.
And so I carry on her tradition to all of you when I say that in this episode, we are celebrating time away from computers. We are celebrating time with loved ones, gathered around a large table and potentially a smaller children's table, which is always more fun, sharing good food together.
I'm just going to be hanging out because mine was in October, but...
No, but we want you to bring, you can bring your Thanksgiving.
Yes,
obviously, we didn't feel it was important enough to do around the time. But now that we're celebrating our Thanksgiving, we want you to feel included. So I'm curious about some Canadian Thanksgiving traditions. Mm. Maybe it's a little bit different. Maybe you guys do ham. Mm.
Yeah. Do you have pumpkin pie? This is my main question.
Sometimes I think it's more like my Thanksgiving, the food is like more Serbian coded because my dad cooks.
Okay.
And we just like, I think last Thanksgiving, we eat steak. It was like, we just don't care. It's like a red
meat.
Okay.
I was going to ask like Serbian Thanksgiving, if there was like a different kind of animal eaten.
I don't think there is a Serbian Thanksgiving holiday, but we would probably go shebab chichi, which is like pork. It's like a kebab. It's a similar etymology, I think. I think they're cognates.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's good. It's like spicy grilled meat. It's delicious. Yeah. I love Serbian food.
No, the Serbs I assume the Serbs have a holiday when they reflect on all the things they're ungrateful for, all the pain and suffering they've experienced.
My grandma once told me that a day isn't perfect unless you have something to complain about.
That sounds similar to mine.
Very
that sounds
Jewish
similar
coded,
to
yes.
my yeah my upbringing. Yeah. But it's funny because, like, you know, Thanksgiving was always a very important time in our family because we got to go up north and visit my cousins in Milwaukee, and my grandfather also lived there. And they're Christians. So it was like we were my dad's sister married into a Christian family and converted. And so their kids were like Christmas, but we were Hanukkah. But then we would kind of get together and do a Chrismica kind of gift exchange that me and my brother always looked forward to, especially because my cousins had this toy in their basement that set my little brain on fire, and it's called Snafu. I've included a picture for both you and Travis, Liv. Have you guys ever seen this game before?
This looks a lot like a game that I did play. Do you guys know that like mousetrap game? That's like a Rube Goldberg machine.
Another classic.
A classic.
Now we had mousetrap, but this, I had never seen this. And for the audience, it's like a big kind of green plastic board with all of these like obstacles coming out of it, and various buttons at the base of this board control each of the obstacles. And the goal was to move this steel ball like from one end of the kind of like obstacle course basically to the other side. But it was really hard, and it was heavy. The ball felt nice. It really did. It was nice and click clacky. It was the part of my brain that would eventually become like I like Destiny. Here. I like the way that the Call of Duty is like, like when it hits the body, you know, that little casino part of your brain. This was satisfying it. But I digress.
Not enough tactile toys anymore because of Joe Biden's America. You know, it's all, everything is computer.
Well, they don't let you play with steel balls anymore. Put balls through mazes. And a lot of kids are still sitting in the basements with Christian cousins. And they're sitting over the maze, and they're guiding the balls through the maze. But a lot of kids nowadays are on Nintendo Switch, playing it with our family. Can't be coming from Mario Kart.
Jewish Bill Clinton.
Jewish Bill Clinton. Jewish Bill Clinton who's... Oh, man. That's like my anti-Semitic walk at Christopher Walken. Those two characters, we'll have to get them together somehow.
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Clan with Julian the Nanny, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion, it's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think. Out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.